Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. I'm super excited to have you joining me today. Yes. Welcome to all those that are listening from Twitter and those that are listening from Facebook and those that are on the phone lines. We appreciate you so much here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. All right, so let me tell you about today's show. Again, it's really, really, really cool. I have hanging out with me in the virtual studio my first guest, which is an author spotlight. This young lady has been described as electrifying, spunky, determined. I'm telling you, all those words wrapped up together. We're going to be talking to Tamika Hall in our very first segment, and that is an author spotlight, the new book out called Meet Me at the Altar. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out all about it. Then we're going to roll into our next segment, which is an event spotlight. I'm super excited to have two dynamic ladies joining me in the virtual studio today to talk about two conferences that will be coming to the city. I have co-pastor Elena Robertson, yes, co-pastor of Mount Gilead Full Gospel International Ministries, alongside her husband, Bishop Daniel Robertson Jr. She's going to be joining us, and their lovely daughter, Charity Robertson, is going to be joining us, and they're going to be talking to us about the WOW Conference, Women of the Word, Two Nights of Power, and a conference that's geared directly towards girls ages 5 to 18, the We Stand Out Conference. So we're going to hear about that. Then we're going to roll into another event spotlight that's near and dear to my heart. We have Prophet Joel Vincent Brown that's going to be joining us in the third segment, and he is the first Vice President of International Christian Ministries, and he is going to tell us all about the 21st Annual Holy Convocation that's going to be here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, in the Short Pump area, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, so you don't want to miss any of that. All right, so let's roll right on in to my first segment. Again, delighted to have Tamika Hall joining us. New book out called Meet Me at the Altar. Listen. Shayna Jackson used to believe in love. That was until she caught her husband in the arms of another man. Derek Chance is used to a challenge, so if Shayna didn't want him to romance her and treat her like a queen like she is, then she should have never set by him during Sunday morning service. Well, Sean McAllister has everything he could ever want. He has prestige, he has wealth, a beautiful wife and daughter. So why is he squandering it on other women? And then Sherry Coleman is a gold digger and proud of it, honey. You better watch out because she might be messing with your husband. And Meet Me at the Altar chronicles the life of all of these adults. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the mic, the author of Meet Me at the Altar, Miss Tamika Hall. How you doing, Tamika?
Hello. I'm just excited to be here and just feeling very blessed.
Wow, well, we are glad to have you. And I'm telling you, just that little bit I shared, listeners, they have to know this book is juicy. So tell us about this, because this is the first book in your Altar series. Tell us how you kind of came up with this concept.
Well, you know what? Meet Me at the Altar is actually, it has a double meaning. So, you know, for example, we already kind of know that we can meet our spouse at the altar, and that's when we join together in that covenant called marriage. But if the other meaning is about being able to meet Christ at the altar and giving him the power to redeem us and to restore us, you know, back into, you know, the fold with him. And the way the book came about is that I'm actually in the process of a major separation. I was married before. Mm-hmm. And in the process of my separation, the pastor's wife at the time saw me reading a romance novel. And, of course, she asked me what it was. And, of course, I was like, oh, I just love romance. And she then told me that she was going to pray that God would release me from my love of romance novels.
So wait a minute. Let me make sure we hear that clear. she was going to pray that the Lord release you from your love of romance novels. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I heard that clearly.
You did. You heard it correctly. And I mean, and just like you said it, I walked away feeling very jaded by the whole conversation. I mean, at the time, I was only 24, and I was pregnant and had honestly been abandoned, you know, by who is now the ex-husband now. And but I still always loved romance. And so I was made to feel as though, you know, well, the reason why you're kind of going through this is because, you know, you have a warped sense of what romance should be because you like romance novels. So, Charvette, I chose to write one.
There you go. That's how you settle it.
Yes, exactly. She wanted to break it. I chose to write one. And it's one of the best things I could have ever done. My mother told me I needed to write about my experience at the time because I was just very hurt. And instead of me doing a regular journal, I chose to write the book. And Shayna mirrors a lot of what I was going through at that time. The book was actually written back in 2006. And now I republished it with a nice hot cover and, you know, restoring that because the third part of the story will be coming out later on this year.
Wow. Well, kudos to you for taking, you know, a situation that could have really dampened your spirits and you turned it around and said, well, let me take this from another angle. So kudos to you for that. So what have been some of the responses? Because certainly if people that are close to you kind of know what went on with your life, and then I'm sure some of them read the book, what have they said?
You know what? It's been amazing. It's been an amazing ride. You know, even when I very first released it, I mean, it blew up bigger than what I ever thought that it would. And it's been just a great thing. My mother, she read it, and honestly, she was very upset because I guess she could kind of pick out the parts where, wow, that's really my daughter talking, and it's not just the character. And so we had a lot of conversations, about that, you know, and just those things like, you know, why didn't you tell me you were dealing with X, Y, and Z or, you know, what have you. But my mother is one of my biggest fans, and so she's been pushing me for years to write the third book. But it's been great that other women who have experienced the issues that are in the book, you know, in the book I deal with domestic violence and prostitution and drug abuse and, of course, wanting to find love but, you know, going about it in the wrong way. It's amazing that I have women and actually men, too, who have read it, that the characters really resonate with them. And, you know, that way ministry really is going forth as they turn the pages. So it has been an incredible response, and I'm very humbled by it.
Wow, that's great. Ministry is going forth as they turn the pages. And I think you did an awesome job with picking kind of four lives so that way you could interweave different themes throughout the different lives. Because sometimes people may read one of the stories and say, that doesn't apply to me. But maybe somewhere in one of the four, it'll hit you or somebody that you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you know, even if, for example, if you've never dealt with drug abuse, well, you've dealt with addiction. I mean, you've sometimes dealt with some type of addiction, whether it's being addicted to wanting attention or, you know, whether it's food, whatever it is, you know, we've all dealt with something, you know, that for us women, that our love that we just can't get out of our system, we've dealt with that on some level. And so even though every situation, maybe we don't deal with the situation to the T, but there's something about every single character, whether they're male or female in the book, that people can relate to. And hopefully my prayer is always that they will, at the end of the day, come to know that God restores us no matter how dirty we think we are, no matter how shameful we feel like we are. God loves us, you know, and he sees us beyond where we are right now. He sees us for who we're supposed to be. So that's what I hope people will take from the book.
Awesome. How can people purchase the book?
You know what? The easiest way is to just go to my website, www.tamikahall.net. Tamika is T-A-M-I-K-A, hall.net. And it is available wherever books are sold. So you can go to your bookstore. If it's not in the bookstore, then tell them to get it. And they can. And then you can, of course, get it from all the online retailers. One of the fun things is, you know, it is on Kindle, and now through Autograph, I can actually autograph your Kindle edition. So, you know, the Kindle edition is $2.99, and you purchase that, and it's free, and just send that to me, and I can actually do an actual autograph on your Kindle edition. So that's fun, and you'll see all that right on my website as well.
Wow. So, listeners, only $2.99 for the Kindle edition. And what a great book to grab. I mean, people are traveling for summer vacations and have mm-hmm. long flights or train rides or car rides or whatever, or want to sit on the beach. Why don't you pick up Meet Me at the Altar? So let's talk a little bit about some of the characters. So you just alluded to that Shayna Jackson, it kind of is similar, follows a similar path that perhaps your life followed in some places. What about Sean McAllister? Describe him a little bit more. What's going on with him?
You know what? It's so funny. I was just telling someone today that Sean, I projected all of my anger about what I felt at the time on him. You know, he was that man that was hurting me at the time. So, you know, he is that. But Sean, I think a lot of us can relate to him. Sean has everything that he could possibly want.
Mm-hmm.
He's prestigious. He, you know, as you read, he has wealth. He has a beautiful wife. He has a daughter. You know, he has the picture-perfect life. But for whatever reason, it's not enough for him. And so he continues to look for things outside of what he already has to fill a void that is inside of him. And what people actually see is when they're first introduced to Sean, Sean is totally in the muddy grub. You know, he is just, he is at the lowest point that he could ever get to. And it is at that moment that God speaks to him. And you actually are there. You read Sean having a conversation with God that I think a lot of us have had, where you say, Lord, why do you even want to talk to me right now? I don't even deserve your grace. I don't deserve you to even want to use me. And it's at that moment that God says, look, you're mine. I can use you. And matter of fact, I want to use you just like you are at this moment. So that's who Sean is. I mean, his character is funny in some levels. I think he'll make people upset. But there is a great love story that takes place between Sean and his estranged wife in the book. And I'll tell you, I've had controversy. People have been upset about it. But we're going to see where God really restores, where God can really restore marriage through Sean and his character, Desiree, his wife.
Wonderful, wonderful. And would people say, well, this is you're male bashing in this book. What would you say to someone that would ask that question if there is male bashing in the book?
You know what? There isn't. There is not male bashing in the book. And, of course, I have been very open and transparent in saying, I was feeling this way. This is the way that I felt, that I was being treated, et cetera. But there is no male bashing. I've worked very hard for that to not happen. As a matter of fact, my husband, who at the time we were dating, my husband and I, going on being married for 7 years, but I had him reading the manuscript as we went along. Yeah, because he used to say stuff like, Tamika, men don't talk like that, you know? So he worked very closely with me on the manuscript just to make sure, number one, that the men sound like men, and number two, I didn't want it to be a session where we're bashing men. I don't think we learn anything from that, you know? And the funny thing is, I actually have a play that's on tour now called House of Love and Save Man, and that came out of my husband saying, all you women do is ever talk about what we do to you. You never talk about, you know, what you guys do to us. And so, you know, my vision has always been from that point on is, okay, women, we know what men do that gets on our last nerve. But I actually went and asked other men, what do we do that pushes you away? So we can start seeing ourselves, you know, Charvette, I am so committed to saving marriage. You know, marriage in this country, you know, they say 50% of marriages end in divorce. And then they say when you go to a Christian household, that statistic is even higher. And I really believe that if we start showing people that we can have successful marriages, then we'll begin to say that. And we'll have less people, look, I'm just going to be wrong, spreading their legs for no reason. You know,
marriage
is a beautiful thing. And so that's what Meet Me at the Altar is all about, the marriage between a man and a woman, and obviously that marriage that we have when we come to know Christ and we allow him to truly reign in our life.
All right. Well said, well said. If you just tuned in, we say hello, welcome. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. We're in our first segment with our author spotlight, chatting it up here with Tamika Hall. Pick up her book, Meet Me at the Altar. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Tamika, how can listeners connect with you on all of your social networking sites?
You know, I'll tell you, again, the easiest way is to go to TamikaHall.net. I'm on Twitter. I am on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And if you go to my website, you'll be able to find me just like that. I mean, you can find me under Tamika Hall on any of those social networks. I'll tell you, Charvette, I do want to say, in August, I'm actually going to start doing a casting call because I'm turning Meet Me at the Altar into a nice teleseries. We're going to take it back a little bit, and we're going to actually, you know, have a little series right on the air on the radio. So really get to know these characters in a different way. I've been working on the script for that, too. So I'm just revealing that to you today. But that is something
that's going to be taking place. Hot off the press.
Yes.
What a great idea. That's a great idea. That really, really is. All right, I definitely want to talk.
I love books on tape, and so I wanted to do something different, you know, just to get the word out. And I also just, you know, think it would just be some fun and to give some actors around the world an opportunity to be heard as well.
Wow. And so I don't want to leave out a Sherry Coleman, who is the gold digger and proud of it. Talk to us a little bit about that character in the book.
Come on now. We have all known a woman, and I shudder to think most women won't ever say that they were one. But, you know, she is a woman who, you know, she's actually like my Whitley Gilbert a little bit. When I was writing the character, I really thought about Whitley, you know, from A Different World. If you remember Whitley's character, Whitley had a mother who was very beautiful and who she felt like she could never measure up to. And so that's Sherry. You know, Sherry spent her whole life, her mother groomed her for who she is at this moment. Mm. You know, we call her a gold digger, but Sherry is really just a broken woman really looking for love. And so we find out where Sherry, in the book, you'll find out she connects herself to the wrong man and falls in love with the wrong man. And that's where the twists and turns really begin to come. And when you talk about God sending some type of restoration, Sherry's character is one where you're like, wow, Lord, if you can ever use her, I know you can use me. So I think people will – Sherry is that character you love to hate.
They will enjoy her. Well, listeners, I think we have definitely given you some nuggets that have intrigued you about Meet Me at the Altar, again, by Tamika Hall, available at TamikaHall.net, and then also everywhere the distributions are for Amazon, all that good stuff for books. So check it out. Now, I don't want to neglect to mention also that, you know, if you've written several books, tell us a little bit about some of the other books that you have available.
Well, as you know, we have the second book in the series, Love Me to the Altar. That's going to be re-released probably in September. But also, one of the books that just has really exploded for me is called Love Is Only Bruises. And I actually traveled the country speaking about dating violence. I was a victim of dating violence when I was 14. And so I decided to take that experience and put it into a book. And it's geared for teenagers, but amazingly enough, I mean, it's being used in domestic violence shelters, dating violence centers, and actually drug and alcohol facilities. You know, it's amazing that it's being used like that. And, you know, other books, I have children's books. You know, I have four children, so a lot of times when I can't find something that I feel like my children should read, then I just write it. So, you know, I have those as well. And right now, again, working on the third part of the Altar series, which is Restore Me at the Altar. But I'm also working on a series called Exploding Worship, and that's about exploding worship through the art. The publisher of GospelInsiderNews.com, where not only do we do news about what's happening in the Christian entertainment world, but also we give insight in terms of, you know, how do you make your dance ministry stronger? How do you make your drama team better? Things like that. So Exploding Worship is in the process as well.
Phenomenal. How can they find out more information about that?
Honey, I'm telling you, go to TamikaHall.net. If you are interested specifically in the arts that I was talking about, if you go to GospelInsiderNews.com, then you'll be able to connect there. God has exploded that, started it back in March, now has over 50,000 views on YouTube, have had nearly 60,000 visits to the blog. And, you know, as I said, I am a freelance journalist as well, so I just wanted to take that and really do some good with it and, you know, not only shed some light on the things that are happening with, you know, some of the artists that we love the most, but also, you know, I've always been interested in how do we really help to explode God's kingdom through the
right.
So, yes, please go to gospelinsidernews.com for more information about that.
All right. Phenomenal. Well, I am glad that we had a chance to feature you on the show and to chat
it up.
And certainly, yes, you're welcome. Certainly wish you much more continued success in all that you are doing. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break, and then we will be back. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Joyfest is coming back to Richmond. Joyfest featuring Kirk Franklin, July 20th at King's Dominion. Also featuring Lecrae. Plus Israel Houghton and Newbreed, Leandria Johnson, Isaac Curry, Sinbad, and MC Bone Hampton. Premier Festivals presents Joyfest 2013, the biggest gospel music festival around, July 20th at King's Dominion in Richmond. Your Joyfest ticket includes admission to King's Dominion, Splashworks, and the festival. Save $10 now through May 24th with special super early bird tickets available online at joyfest.org or by phone at 800-745-3000. Joyfest 2013 with Kirk Franklin, Lecrae, Israel Houghton and Newbreed, and more. Get tickets and more info at joyfest.org. Presented by Premier Festivals.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, super excited to have you joining us here today, all those on the hangout on the phone lines, those listening from Twitter and Facebook. Listen, we're moving right into our next segment. I am honored and delighted to have two dynamic ladies joining us. They're hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing them to the mic right now. Hopefully they enjoyed some virtual snacks while they were hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm excited to have co-pastor Elena Robertson and Charity Robertson joining us now. Hello, ladies. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello. We're glad to have you. All right. And Miss Charity, are you there also?
Yes, I am.
Great. Glad to have you. All right. So you all have two dynamic conferences that you are planning, and I'm telling you, we just want to hear all about it. So I'm going to start, Co-Pastor Elena, I'm going to start with you. Certainly tell us about Women of the Word, Women's Ministry, and this two nights of power.
Praise God. I'm excited as well. We have coming up July 25th through the 26th at 7 p.m. nightly what we call Two Nights of Power. And this is a women's conference that our women's ministry puts on a yearly basis. And we're just excited to be able to encourage the women. We have some dynamic speakers coming. My spiritual mothers in the Lord, Pastor Barbara Thomas, and Dr. Tracy Forbes. She will be doing a special meeting, which is our Help Meet impartation, special ministry to women who are wives.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Awesome. And so certainly when you're putting together a conference, there's so many different directions you can go, so many different types of themes. But this, certainly I see here two nights of power. What is it that you want the women to walk away with?
Well, it's going on the mid part of the year in July, and sometimes during that time of the year we need to be recharged or encouraged to keep going, that God still has great things in store for the rest of the year. So we just want to use these two nights to give like an IV injection of the word and just great
wow.
fellowship and just an opportunity for the women to be recharged.
Wonderful. And certainly Mount Gilead Full Gospel International Ministries, strong presence in the community, always doing dynamic things. We keep up with you all on your Facebook page, so certainly we know what you have put together is awesome. Is it free? Does it cost? How does that work?
Well, the two nights, which are 7 p.m. nightly, they are free, but we do want to encourage everyone to register. That will help us to prepare for everyone that will be coming. But doing that Friday afternoon at 2 p.m., the Help Meet impartation, we will have a luncheon before that impartation. So definitely we want to encourage everyone to come and be a part of the fellowship that goes along with that impartation. It's going to be some great food. So the ticket price for that is $15.
Great, great, great. And then for the registration for the rest of the conference, what would you say to women who are listening and they haven't registered yet?
Well, I just want to let them know they don't want to miss out on this opportunity to be recharged, to be encouraged, to step into their destiny. We have some seasoned women who are coming that just have an awesome testimony of their lives, and I just know the word is going to be strong, so you don't want to miss this opportunity to receive this word. So get online at our website at thebombinggilead.org and get secure to be able to come those two nights.
All right, there you have it. And hello, those that are tuning in. We see you joining us, Twitter and Facebook and on the phone lines. Welcome. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're in our event spotlight, chatting it up here with co-pastor Elena Robertson, Mount Gilead Full Gospel International Ministries. Certainly want to give a shout-out to Bishop Daniel Robertson, Jr. Woo-hoo,
oh, yes.
Hey. Shout-out there. All right, Charity, let me pull you into the conversation. So
okay.
You... Yay! So this is so awesome. You are planning a conference that's geared towards girls ages 5 to 18, and
yes.
It's called We Stand Out Conference. How did you get that idea?
We Stand Out. I have had a previous conference, actually, called Dream Girls, and I felt a shift, so I was really, you know, really very curious to see is what we're going to name the conference. And just one night I couldn't go to sleep, so I got up, I got material. I'm like, okay, God, you know, what is
yeah.
you want me to write down? And there it is. Everything came from there, and We Stand Out came from that.
Wow. And so why a girls conference?
Girls, it is so very important that we instill things into our younger girls as well as the women. I know there's a lot of people older than me who have told me, man, I wish I knew what you knew at the age that you are now. So I want to spread that to younger girls as well, to just instill things into them so that they can be ready for things.
Great. And the title, the theme is really, really cool. You got to share what the theme is.
Yes. This year's theme is Modest is the Hottest. And we chose this theme because it is so important for our young girls to present themselves as children of God and the way that they dress. So, yeah.
Well, and, you know, and I love also that you have a fashion show that's a part of the conference that will show girls how they can showcase and look nice, but yet they can still be modest.
Yes, we do have a fashion show, and I'm so very excited for that. I've seen a couple of ideas. I've seen the girls practice, and I'm very excited to see the girls' reaction to the outfits, and I'm so excited for that.
Wow, I love that idea, because sometimes people have to see examples. You may say, that skirt you have on is a little short, or that top is a little something, but if they see some good examples, that will hopefully steer them in the right direction. So, Charity,
yes,
tell us, what are the dates for your conference, We Stand Out Conference?
Yes, the dates are August 9th through the 10th.
Great, and you have workshops and music and skits, and then will you be also speaking yourself?
Yes, I will, and also my mother will be speaking. Professor Lena Robson will also be speaking as well.
Wow, awesome. Now, Co-Pastor Robinson, did she pull you in? Because I know you will just finish your conference, and so did she say, Mom, come on, can you do this for me?
No, I actually felt a little privileged that she even called upon me to be one of the speakers. I was a little shocked, but I'm delighted. I'm looking forward to imparting to the young ladies.
Great. And so, Charity, where can listeners go to find out about We Stand Out Conference?
We Stand Out. You can go to the website at www.thebalmandgilead.org.
Wonderful. And so for both of you, I want to ask a couple questions that both of you can answer. And I'll start with Co-Pastor Robertson. How, when you're planning a conference, just for people that are listening, is there a tip or a recommendation, one or two recommendations you would give for people that want to put on a conference, something to say, hey, keep this in mind?
Well, I think the key thing is to make sure that you hear from God, because we can have conferences, but the main thing, if God doesn't show up, then it's no use in having it. So I think that's the key thing,
yeah.
And that's one of the things that I've been very sensitive to. It's been a couple of years that we haven't had conferences, and so it's just really hearing from God. It's just what God wants to do through you, and if so, he will anoint you to do that and cause the resources and the people, the help, which is a key part of that as well, to be there to help those plans come to pass.
Great. Good sound advice. And then for Charity, do you have a team that's working with you to help put together this We Stand Out Conference and pull everything off?
Yes, I actually do have a team, and they are a great team. They help me to make sure that everything is done in excellence and that is done on time, and they make sure that everything is straight according to what is the vision.
Great. All right, Co-Pastor, give us the dates one more time for your conference.
Yes, it's July 25th through the 26th. That's a Thursday and Friday, and it's at 7 p.m. nightly with the Help Meet impartation on Friday at 2 p.m.
Great. And then your speakers again.
Our speakers are Pastor Barbara Thompson from Roanoke, Virginia, and Dr. Tracy Forbes from Columbus, Ohio, as well as myself.
Wow. Tell us a little bit more about each of the speakers.
Oh, wow. These are just dynamic women who have been a great influence in my life. I've known them for many years, actually through way back to my college years. And
oh, wow.
They've just been very strong Christian women of God, and seen them go from women to married women and even in ministry. And they just are pillars in my life, and they've been a major blessing down through the years at our previous conferences that we've held at Mount Gilead, and so I'm just always looking forward to what they have to share.
Great, and you know, that's always awesome when you can have a testament yourself of the person's ministry versus, you know, and there's nothing wrong with flying in people from all over the country that perhaps you don't necessarily know, but if you've had a chance to kind of work with them in ministry, that is awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, and then we have that, and again, the website so that people can register. Again, they have to register.
Yes, it's at thebalmandgilead.org.
All right. And so, Charity, for your conference, can they dress casual? Do they have to dress up? Are there any stipulations, anything that the girls that are attending that they should know before they come to your conference?
Dress is casual, but you are more than welcome to dress up. But just make sure that you are modest and representing God.
All right. Well said. And again, that's ages 5 through 18. And certainly, I know that you have things that you'll be discussing, perhaps bullying, peer pressure, which are things that are very critical in that age group there. So that is something that the ladies, the young ladies, will really be able to take away with, especially in the summer months before we get ready to go back to school, right?
Yes. Very useful information.
Very useful information. Okay, so any shout-outs you want to give? I don't know if you've done any radio interviews before, but any shout-outs that either of you wants to give while you're on air?
I know that we've already given a shout-out to my dynamic husband, Bishop Daniel Robertson. I thank God for him for releasing both of us for the opportunity to lead these great conferences that are coming up. But also I want to thank God also for our leadership teams that are supporting us and our staff that's helping the vision to come to pass.
Woohoo, shout out to you. And certainly shout out to Elder Juliet Davis who made this connection. So shout out to her. All right. And Charity, any shout outs that you have?
Actually, no, I think she pretty much covered everything.
Well, we definitely want to give a shout out to your Twitter followers. So thank you.
Oh, yes.
They've been retweeting.
Yes, shout out to Twitter.
How can people connect with you on Twitter?
You can follow me at Charity4SOS, and also Standout Society has a Twitter page, and you can follow them at SOS_sisters.
All right. And Co-Pastor Robertson, are you on Twitter as well?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to
hang.
So my account is C-O-Pastor-E-M-R, so Co-Pastor-E-M-R.
Great. So there you have it, listeners, an easy way to keep up with everything that's going on. Certainly, again, as I mentioned, Mount Gilead, Full Gospel International Ministries, strong presence in the community. We salute you for everything that you do for the community and for your membership and all of that. So great, great representation of Christ to the world through this ministry. So we give you a shout-out for that. Now, Co-Pastor, I can't let you off the hook without mentioning that you are an artist as well. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
So we're going to have to have you back for an artist. I know. You didn't know I was going to bring that up. We're going to have you back for an artist spotlight. But tell us a little bit about that side of you. There may be listeners that didn't even know that.
Oh, well, praise God. Well, it's just what comes from my heart, my lifestyle that I try to live to be a worshiper of God and everything that I do. And so that was that project that I did, which is entitled Amazing, was just an expression of my love for him and then a desire to let that worship be a testimony to others.
Wonderful. And can listeners purchase that project?
Yes, they can, actually, on my website, which is www.elinarobertson.com.
Great. There you have it. All right. I'll let you off the hook. Normally I would kind of sneak in one of your MP3s and play it, but we'll bring you back. We'll bring you back and do a whole artist spotlight on you to share that side of your ministry. So the last question that I have for both of you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate each of you. And Co-Pastor, we'll let you go first.
Well, I would definitely have to say being connected to the right people is what helps me to motivate. When you're connected to people who are coaches and those types of people who are always stepping forward and showing you where to go and how to do it and to, you know, encourage you to stay in the race and do better and be better, that those are key people in my life that keep me motivated. So I'm thankful for those who motivate me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And again, listeners, she is the conference host for the annual Women of the Word Conference, Thursday, July 25th, and Friday, July 26th, two nights of power. Make sure you go register and also pick up your ticket for the luncheon, the Help Meet Impartation Luncheon. All right, Charity, what motivates you?
Yes, I would really have to agree with her. You know, being a child of God, he only wants the best for us. And I thank God for the people that he placed on this earth to motivate me, to push me to be that all that I am, you know, to push me forward in my calling and just more of Christ. And I thank God for those people who really, really want me to go further in him.
All right. great. Well said as well. And again, listeners, Charity is the conference host for the We Stand Out Conference, targeted to girls ages 5 through 18, and that is going to be Friday, August 9th and Saturday, August 10th. The theme is Modest is the Hottest. Certainly, they're going to enjoy workshops, music, skit, impartation from Charity. You'll hear co-pastor as well, a dynamic fashion show, and all that good stuff. And ladies, once again, your main website so that listeners can find out information about both of the conferences.
Yes, it's at thebaumandgilead.org.
All right, there you have it. Listeners, I think you need to put your hands together for our guests. Great, and we certainly thank you so much for joining us on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we will stay connected with you.
All right, thank you for having us.
Great, thank you. All right, listeners, we don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to our third segment with Prophet Joel Vincent Brown. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown and International Christian Ministries Incorporated presents the 21st Annual Holy Convocation, August 1st through the 3rd, 2013. Hosted at the Marriott Richmond West, 4240 Dominion Boulevard. Register online at www.convocationicm.com. Enjoy worship services, concerts, and youth services. Our speakers include Bishop Dr. A.D. Hyman, Bishop Eric Figueroa, and Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. We are excited to honor Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown on Founders Day, Friday, August 2nd, 2013. The 21st Annual Holy Convocation will also feature free health screenings, the Torchbearer Awards, and Official Day. Join us August 1st through 3rd, 2013, as we convene at the Marriott Richmond West. Make your hotel reservations today. Visit www.convocationicm.com. Kingdom people, we win.
JoyFest is coming back to Richmond. JoyFest featuring Kirk Franklin, July 20th at King's Dominion. Also featuring Lecrae. Plus Israel Houghton and New Breed, Leandria Johnson, Isaac Curry, Sinbad, and MC Bone Hampton. Premier Festivals presents JoyFest 2013, the biggest gospel music festival around, July 20th at King's Dominion in Richmond. Your JoyFest ticket includes admission to King's Dominion, Splashworks, and the festival. Save $10 now through May 24th with special super early bird tickets available online at joyfest.org or by phone at 800-745-3000. JoyFest 2013 with Kirk Franklin, Lecrae, Israel Houghton and New Breed, and more. Get tickets and more info at joyfest.org. Presented by Premier Festivals.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. I'm telling you what awesome information we are dropping. Today we started the top of the hour out talking to author Tamika Hall about her book, Meet Me at the Altar. Check it out. Then we rolled into our event spotlight with co-pastor Elena Robertson and Charity Robertson. Definitely check them out. And now we're rolling into my next event spotlight. I'm delighted to have my guest hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully he enjoyed some virtual snacks and virtual salad and virtual tea and chicken while he was in the green room. We're going to be bringing to the mic right now Prophet Joel Vincent Brown. He is the first vice president of International Christian Ministries, the pastor of New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries, and he's here today to talk about the 21st Annual Holy Convocation of International Christian Ministries. Welcome to the show, Prophet Joel.
Wow, that was a mouthful. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you good. We are live and we are on air. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Elder Charvette. Oh, can I just call you Charvette?
Sure. or you just call me Charvette. That's perfectly fine. Whatever suits you, but whatever suits you. So, listen, we want to hear all about the convocation. I'm telling you what, we want to hear all about International Christian Ministries, all that good stuff. So let's start from the beginning so that our listeners can know a little bit. Tell us about International Christian Ministries.
Well, International Christian Ministries, about 21 years ago, God blessed us with our Chief Apostle Alice C. Brown, but God led her by the power of the Holy Spirit to really cultivate and form International Christian Ministries out of the necessity for the kingdom. I really believe that International Christian Ministries came to birth as a necessity for the kingdom, because there were so many that were in need of this type of ministry that just speaks to the hearts and the needs of the people. And so back in 1992, God birthed International Christian Ministries through our leader, Chief Apostle Alice C. Brown. It's been a blessing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I'm excited to be a part. I'm excited to be a part
of
that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited to have you as a part. Yeah.
Yes. So tell us, when and where is Convocation?
Oh, Convocation this year, Thursday, August the 1st through Saturday, August the 3rd at the Richmond Marriott West. We are so glad to be back in Richmond again. Richmond is the home, of course, of International Christian Ministries. We've been a lot of places over the years. We've been in Norfolk for a couple of years, and we've been down in North Carolina. We've been up in Northern Virginia. We've been in a lot of places, but we're glad to bring it back home this year. So we're back at the Richmond Marriott West, 4240 Dominion Boulevard in Glen Allen. It's going to be awesome.
All right. And for each night, let's talk about each day, actually. So let's start with Thursday. What's going to happen on Thursday? Who are the speakers and all that good stuff?
Oh, wow. On Thursday, we're kicking it off. It's going to be an awesome time Thursday night. Actually, each night begins at 7:30, but we have all the way from South Africa, Bishop and Dr. A.D. Hyman, a powerful young man of God that has an awesome word, not just for the city, but for the nations. And we have brought him in because there is a word in this young man's belly that I believe will just catapult you, those that will be able to listen, those that will be able to hear. I believe that it will catapult you to the next dimension in the spirit. And I think that there's so many out there, so many that are listening, that really want to know, how can I get to that next level? I believe he'll be the one that will help us to get there. So he'll be preaching that night.
Wow, and will there be musicals or anything else going on that night?
Oh, musicals going on that evening, midnight musicals. Now, I apologize, Elder Charvette, I didn't get all that information, but they are coming from everywhere. Bishop James F. Brown, he's working very hard with that, and he would kill me if he knew that I didn't have all that information.
We won't
and
let
you
him
would
kill
too.
You. No problem. We're going to move right on to Friday, so tell us all about Friday.
Friday is going to be awesome. Let's start with 10 a.m. Friday at 10 a.m., we're having our Founders Day service where we honor our founder, Chief Apostle Alice C. Brown, and she will also be giving us a word from heaven. Those of you that know Chief Apostle Alice C. Brown, you know that this is a powerful woman of God and one that has been a trailblazer for the kingdom for so many years and for so many ministries, not just in the city, not just in the state or the country, but all over the world. She has been a tremendous blessing to so many, and they're coming from all over. So our Founders Day service will be honoring our Chief Apostle, and she will be speaking at 10 a.m. that morning. And then that evening, Bishop Eric Figueroa will be with us. Bishop Eric Figueroa.
Yes.
All the way from New York will be with us. He's been with us many times. Those of you that have not had the chance to hear this man minister, he is a fireball. He is so powerful. He walks under the anointing. Every word that he speaks is precious, is vital, and it will take you where you need to go. And it's just going to be powerful. I can't wait for Friday night.
All right, we cannot wait. And certainly, listeners, we do know that the Friday night musical will feature Kevin Terry and Predestined. Terry and Predestined. So you'll have all of that information. And while they're listening, how can they find out online about International Christian Ministries and the Convocation?
Well, there are two ways that you can find out. First, you can go to convocationicm.com. One more time, convocationicm.com, and get all the information right there. Or you can go to International Christian Ministries. Put all of that together, internationalchristianministries.org, and you can get all of the information on either one of those websites that will give you all the information that you need for registration, for the hotels, for everything that you need.
All right, there you have it. And then we move on to Saturday, which is called Official Day. So what happens on Saturday?
Oh, Saturday is our official day. Once again, at 10 a.m., that's our final service. It's so powerful because it honors all of the ministries that have been a part of the ministry and those that are being ordained. We are ordaining elders, ordaining deacons, and it's just a powerful time for all of the ministries to come together. So I encourage all of the pastors that are listening, all of the leaders that may be listening. You may not be a pastor, but you may be a leader. You may be a part of the men's ministry or the women's ministry or the youth ministry. I encourage you to come and be a part of this official day service. It really puts all of the leaders, all of the people of God in the frame mind of really calling to action to be involved. And of course, the theme for our convocation this year is We Win. And so that's the theme. That's the power that we're pushing into each and every one, the We Win attitude.
We Win attitude. And certainly that's really what you want people to walk away with once they have left the convocation, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Great. All right, so can listeners, how can they register and also reserve hotel rooms? Are there still rooms available?
There are still rooms available, but you've got to do it right away. Once again, you can go to that website, the Convocation ICM, to get more information, or if you call the Marriott hotline or the 800 number, you can just ask for International Christian Ministries special rates, and they'll give you the special rates while they're still available, but we need you to do that right away. So do that quickly.
All right, do that quickly because we're like 15 days away from
days
the 20.
Away.
Yes, the countdown continues. It snuck up on us.
It really did. It does every year. But powerful. It's so powerful.
I'm telling you, listeners, you want to be a part of this. You want to be there. You want to be there. So there may be some listening saying, well, can I attend the nightly services? Is there a charge to attend the nightly services?
There is absolutely no charge, no cost for you coming to be a part. We encourage each person to register because it helps you to be a part, and that way you can get all of the information so that you won't just leave or just come to a service and hear a good word and leave with nothing. This way you can have all of the information about the conference and all the information about International Christian Ministries. So we encourage each one to register, but it is not a necessity. We ask that you do that, but there is no cost at all. So please come. Feel free to come, whether you can or cannot. Get there if you can, because you will leave blessed. You will leave blessed. So there's absolutely no cost.
All right, if you have to walk, crawl, run, take
a
scooter, get there if
you
can. Who is that, Gladys Knight? However you get there.
Exactly.
Get there if you can.
Get there.
Now, to kind of kick everything off, before convocation, there's pre-convocation services. So tell us about pre-convocation and what's happening before the actual convocation.
Oh, my gosh, pre-convocation service, I believe, is coming up that Sunday. I believe it's Sunday, July the 28th at 6 o'clock p.m. Now, we're going to have this service at our home church. That's at 701 Johnston Willis Drive, 701 Johnston Willis Drive, Sunday, July 28th. All the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, guest speaker Apostle Avery Jenkins Jr. will be with us, another young, dynamic man of God that God has just given a powerful word. Listen, people of God, young people, older, it doesn't matter. You need to be there that night to hear this powerful man of God. 6 o'clock p.m., July 28th, Sunday night. It's our pre-convocation kickoff. Listen, we got pastors that are coming from everywhere. We've got musicians that are coming from everywhere. It's going to be music. It's going to be singing. It's going to be dancing. It's going to be shouting. It's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. Listen, people of God, bring your shouting shoes. Bring your umbrellas. Because I hear thunder, but bring,
all right.
But
amen.
I'm telling you, it's going to be another type of rain, but it's going to be raining on the inside. It's going to be so powerful. You don't want to miss that.
All right. So be with us. Be with us. Be with us. Sunday, July 28th, just as Prophet Joel said. And then certainly with us for the 21st Annual Holy Convocation, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Richmond Marriott West. 21 years. Where did time go?
21 years. Exactly. It came and went so quickly, so quickly. And God has really blessed us, and I'm telling you, to all of the leaders out there, we speak to the leaders in you, and as you were saying, those of you that come, we want you to leave with that winning attitude, that we win attitude. But for the leaders, we really want you to know that there is help for those of you that need help in your ministry, those of you that need help, or just communication. You're not getting that where you are. It's good to know that you have help. And then for the city of Richmond, just knowing that there is a sense of revival in the atmosphere. The people are going through so much here in the city, but there is a spirit of revival. There is a sense of revival that's breaking forth, and I believe it's going to change the lives of so many people. It's going to happen so quickly. It's going to blow your mind.
Amen. We are in agreement. We are in agreement with that. As I mentioned, you are the pastor of New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries. Tell us a little bit about New Jerusalem.
Oh, wow. New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries. Listen, God has blessed us with the best church in the world. We love God. We love God's people. We love everybody. I'm telling you, you've just got to come and experience one service. One service will change your life. One service. I don't care if it's an 8 o'clock service, 8 o'clock in the morning, on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock or at 11 o'clock or on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock. One service will change your life. I believe that that there's no time for playing church. You know, people need God. They need a word. They need they need something that will change their life. You know, people are going through serious situations. You know, the economy is coming together. It's getting better, but for a lot of people, it's still very rough, and a lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are going through. They need a real word. They need to know that there is a God that cares about them and that will show them that they can move to the next dominion, to the next level in God. And I'm telling you, there is an anointing to prosper at this ministry, New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries. I've been pastor now for over 9 years, and God has just blessed us tremendously. Elder Sharpett, God bless you.
Yes, 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 yes. Listeners, I think you need to put your hands together for that. For Prophet Joel Brown. Yes, 9 years pastoring. Certainly God's people, it is not easy, but God has graced you to do it and do it well. So we appreciate you being a mentor to other pastors and other leaders as well. So we salute you for that. And the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, wow. You know, it used to be, you know, just doing God's will. God's will was the motivator. But now God has really allowed me to see, you know, with every new day, there's something that motivates me in the day. Like, take for instance, over the weekend, we were all touched by, in one way or another, by the outcome of the court case with Trayvon Martin, that concerning Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman, and so, you know, even with that, there was really for me a personal call to really fight against injustice and those that have been neglected and those that have been cast aside, and just to really fight and really speak up for the injustice that takes place in the world. So with every day, it brings a new motivation for me, because I like to see God really stretch me in different areas. And so with every day, there's a new motivation. With every day that God allows me to see a new day, I am motivated.
Amen, amen. And I think a lot of people grab that same motivation after hearing the verdict, and kind of that sense of there's something that I need to be doing. There's something more that I need to be doing. I actually read one of a statement from Juror B37 who did the shadow interview.
Yes,
and mentioned that she would be doing a book deal, but later recanted after the literary agent dropped her because of all of the backlash. But she said in her statements, which is what I want to lift out, is that she didn't. They were sequestered. She didn't realize, now that she's back to regular life, the impact that this case had and the touch that it had across the nation, whether you believe her or not. But that was something that leaped up out of her comment, her statement, was that she had no idea the impact that this case had across the nation. So
it had such a great impact, and I think people take it too lightly. I think, you know, it amazes me, and I don't want to get into a lot of about it, but, you know,
right.
People don't think the same way. That's one thing that I can't come away with, and that is everybody doesn't think the same. You know, it depends on where you grew up, who's your mother, who's your father, what's your background.
Yep.
It all caters and cultivates your form of thinking. And that's why I think the Bible is so true, where it says that we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind. If we stick to our same way of thinking, or just believing that everything that we were taught is right because that's the way we were taught, and we don't get out and experience others and talk to other people that don't look like you or people that aren't like you, it has an ability to keep you in a box. And so we've got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Well said, well said. Well, listeners, I'm telling you what, that is going to wrap up my segment with Prophet Joel Brown. But if you are in the capital city of Richmond, you can see him and hear more and additional and refresher about the 21st Annual Holy Convocation for the next three Fridays on Comcast 95 and Verizon 36 at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. For the next three Fridays, you can see a special edition on International Christian Ministry. So thank you so much again for stopping by, Prophet Joel. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Elder Charvette and Chief Apostle and myself. We were thinking about, you know, it would be great to have Elder Charvette on there with us to just go through some stuff. And so we want to get you on camera with us.
I think we could work that out. I think we could work that out.
I think so, too. But thank you so much. It's always a joy and a pleasure to be on your show. To your listeners, thank God for each and every one of you.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, guess what? That's a wrap. We're going to see you next week. Keep it locked. Charvette.com. Check it out.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.